This ball is hit on the ground, and that's over the top of the glove of Wages into left field. One run is in. Here comes the throw as St. Mary's takes the lead. Runner going to third. Throw is down. It's perfect, and Hunter Marquardt is out. That ball is ripped down the line at third. That is fair. Extra bases. Colt Parrish coming home will score standing up. Stopping at second is Jake Mares. And the Rattlers regain the lead. Their first of day two in this series, 4-3. Bottom of inning number five, it is 3-2 in favor of Oklahoma Christian. Three runs, six hits, and no errors. Two runs, three hits, and one error for St. Mary's. Set to lead things off, it is number three, Jake Mares, who will be out there. True freshman out of Fort Worth, in from the right side. Jake had a big day yesterday. And three hits, an RBI, a couple of walks, score the critical game one only run. To pick up the victory as he shows bunt. First pitch is a fastball right down the pipe for strike one. Zach Pape at 62 pitches has been very good today. Only yielding three base hits. A couple runs, both of them are earned. Off-speed stays away. Cattle even at 1-1. Pape has four strikeouts. He did issue the free pass on Mario Vela in the second inning, but that was a back-and-forth at bat that saw 13 pitches. Rattlers breaking free with a couple of runs a couple of innings ago. Got onto the board as that pitch just away from Jake, 2-1. Pape has been good. Both teams have had people get to the bullpen quickly, but they've since settled down as count runs 3-1. Infielders back a little bit. Fans trying to stay shielded. A lot of umbrellas here today as that off-speed drops in. That's strike two. Count is full. It's the spot in the order that got things started last time. We've talked about it all season. St. Mary's has a very strong bottom half of the order. Trying to keep that up here today. 3-2 pitch. That's away. Ball four. So Mares is aboard. And in a one-run game, we'll see how Coach Charlie Meagle plays it with Coach Ermus. It's an interesting spot. Derek singled his last time up, 1-for-1 in his first at bat of the game. You know, both teams at times have gone quickly in their innings. Fourth inning, perfect example of that. Oscar Sepulveda threw 11 pitches. Zach Pape threw four. I think had a quick start, but Rattlers with some speed right now. Let's see how they play it. Infielders have come in a little bit. Mueller showing bunt, pulls it back. First pitch is in there for strike one. Coach Chris Ermus walking down there giving signs at third base today. Again, Coach Femuth couldn't be here. Thoughts out to him as he is attending family matters in El Paso this weekend. Ball's and a strike on Derek Mueller as Jake Mares draws a throw back, and you know Oklahoma Christian knows it. It's kind of the same thing. You look at Mark when he's on base, you know he's got a chance to run. He's one of the fastest guys. Mares, Mueller, next two guys are right there in the league. Those are the top three in stolen bases in the Heartland Conference. Mueller shows bunt. He bunts it to first. Great bunt down the line as Derek will stop, and that's wisely what you do. Is Garcia was waiting just to see if he'd come get him. Instead, he wisely turned around behind him and call your catches for the first out of the inning. One away. Sacrifice is successful. Tell you what, you know, Derek doesn't like to do that a lot, but that's nine of them on the season. That's pretty good. You know, you got to put the ball down sometimes and help your team out. He's happy to do it right there. Mares in scoring position. He represents the tying run here at the bottom of the fifth. 3-2, Oklahoma Christian leading as Ryan McGowan will hit. Ryan, a triple down the line to drive in a run in the last two innings ago, should say, as swings and misses strike one. That was the big cut right there from McGowan. You know, we've seen him. You know, you watch him in batting practice, Ryan will put him out of the yard regularly. He's got plenty of power to do so. Not hit any long balls this year, but didn't have any triples in a while either. A pitch runs away as the count will even up at 1-1. St. Mary's in their final home game here this afternoon, trying to help out their cause. McGowan, as we mentioned, again, he's got the power, got his first triple of the year. And his last at bat, Mara's at second, great speed. 1-0 pitch is nubbed foul. Count sits a ball and two strikes. We talk about the region rankings and those importances right now as the Rattlers, again, they are not currently ranked in the region. They are 8-14 against teams in the South Central region that have a record better than 500. Part of the strength of schedule and how you fared against better opponents. Overall, 23-18 against the South Central region. Two wins will help. Three has a chance to greatly improve that as Pape will step back to second, keeping an eye over there on Jake Mares. One out in the inning. Infield playing back on the right side. Outfield is deep, but fairly straight away with the wind blowing in. Here's the 1-2. Hit on the ground to third. Mares will go back, charging his wages. Throw on to first. Ryan McGowan's out by a step. Two outs. That's a good pitch that Ryan got jammed up with. Wages, the third baseman, with a good play to record the second out of the inning. So now it'll be left up to Andrew Perez, who is 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Perez looking for another two-out RBI, a couple of them yesterday for St. Mary's, including the critical one in the seventh inning that allowed the Rattlers to pick up their second 1-0 victory on the year. Haven't had many of those, that's for sure. As the first offering is fouled up and out of play, Andrew has one of the two RBI so far. Perez with four hits on the weekend. Now it's 66 on the season. Collier holding on. Jake Mars at second as that pitch stays outside. Count even at 1-1. Six seniors honored before the game today on Senior Day in the final home game. Rattlers 18-10 this year. Not quite as dominant as they have been the last few years, but still very good. Pape again will step off and look at second. Pape looking for his first win in a few tries out there. He is 2-2 in league play. Does have a no decision. Did not pitch last year against the Rattlers. First time seeing them as his curveball misses just a little bit. Count runs 2-1. Pape was firing a lot of strikes early. It's kind of tailored off a little bit more here in game number 3 of this series, particularly here in these later innings. 2-1 pitch. Look out. Ball is inside, and Andrew Perez, hit on the left shoulder, is on his way down the line after getting hit for the now fifth time this season. So now it's runners at first and second base. The two outs, and Johnny Hernandez looking for his first hit of the series. Johnny from the right side in his 47th consecutive start of the year. Trying to find a way. Garcia at first base will play behind. Mares represents the tying run as that's hit back up the middle but into the glove of Lake. Great play and a flip over to Collier at second. And that time, Johnny Hernandez robbed of a base hit. Game remains a one-run advantage for the Eagles of Oklahoma Christian as we head to the sixth. This is St. Mary's Baseball.